You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A.J. Brown on the Eagles, round two pick, round three pick. Let's find out what Jacob Gibbs thinks right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome, everybody. Jacob is a sportsline.com writer, gets into the data analyst, loves the advanced stats, and I know he loves A.J. Brown. I don't even know where he's going with this. I just know he loves A.J. Brown, has for a long time. A.J. Brown went down from 76.8 yards per game in 2020 to 66.8 yards per game in 2021. Definitely some injuries factoring in there, but he lost a full 10 yards per game. Where are you right now on A.J. Brown? Let's start with just the volume he gets when he's on the field.
Yeah, it was definitely a disappointing season for him overall, and even on a per-game basis, as you pointed out, which is why I like to get really granular with this and look at the per-route data and, like, even as specific as, like, when A.J. Brown was on the field, like, every play that he played, what happened. And so that's something you can do on a True Media, our database, is you can break it down by when this receiver was on the field, how often was he targeted, what percentage of the total targets when he was on the field did he get, what percentage of the air yards when he was on the field did he get. And it came in a somewhat small sample size for A.J. Brown because of the injuries last year, but no receiver was targeted at as high volume as A.J. Brown was when they were on the field. So when on the field in 2021, A.J. Brown took 40% of Tennessee's targets. The next highest was Davante Adams, 35% Davante Adams, 34% Cooper Kupp, 40% A.J. Brown. Air yards, he saw 50% of Tennessee's air yards when he was on the field. The next highest was Justin Jefferson, 46, Terry McLaurin, 46. This is just a fun little tidbit. Elijah Moore, 44% was the next highest. Yeah. So that's just absurd, really. Like, no one does that. And I don't think it would be quite that high over a larger sample size. It would probably drop a little bit. And obviously it came in a Tennessee, you know, offense that was a bit devoid of other pass catchers, but still 40% of the targets, 50% of the air yards when he's on the field. That's absurd.
Yeah. And if you just want to eliminate two games that he left after 12% of the snaps and after 52% of the snaps and look at his 17 game pace without those two games, it's 90 catches, 1,269 yards and 8 touchdowns on 145 targets. I mean, that is much, much better than his season-long numbers. So it's just sort of manipulating the data to remove the injuries and the games that he played a full snap share, basically, or his normal snap share. All right, sorry, I've been talking a lot here, so let me get back to you. You're seeing improvement. He's a third-year guy. You've seen improvement in the 3 years.
Yeah, his trajectory has been exactly what you'd want to see from a young ascending receiver. It's just straight up in terms of his ability to draw targets on a per route basis. 21% of his routes, he drew a target as a rookie. That was up to 26% in his second season and then 30% last year. So his second season made him one of just 12 receivers since 2010 with a rate above 26% in an age 23 or younger season. Really good, really impressive. Last year, A.J. Brown became one of just 2 receivers with a rate above 30% in an age 24 or younger season. The only other receiver to do it since 2010, Calvin Johnson. So again, just like we're dealing with sort of small sample sizes, and we do have to be really specific here with like getting into the per route data. But when you do get into the per route data, he's doing stuff that really no one has ever done before. I don't know if it's going to translate exactly to Philadelphia, but it is really, really impressive. And I don't think people really know the magnitude of what he's done so far.
Okay, and then finally, how does he mix with Jalen Hurts? This is the big question that we want to know.
Yeah, so Hurts really, really hammers the intermediate area of the field in terms of the average depth of target that we've seen from him, the 10 to 20 air yard range. 26% of his attempts have traveled 15 or more yards. That tied with Russell Wilson for the highest in the NFL last year. And he's been more efficient on those attempts too. So on attempts that were under 10 yards, he was 6% below the league average. On attempts that were above 20 yards, he was 30% below the league average. On attempts that came 10 to 20, he was 12% above the league average. Look at A.J. Brown, his career efficiency. He's been really, really good in that 10 to 20 yard range, 96% above the league average. So it's all speculative here. We don't know exactly how all this is going to translate in a new system and everything. But there's massive upside. That much is clear. If the trajectory that he's on continues to carry that direction, and if the per route rates that we've seen you know, carry any water and do continue to sustain in a new offense. And if he gels with Hurts in this intermediate to deep range, like, and he's healthy, that we're looking at potentially wide receiver one type of stuff from AJ Brown. And so, yeah, if we can get him in the third round, I am taking that all day.
What about the second round?
I think, yeah, you can take him in the back end of the second round if you are convicted about it. You are taking a risk, obviously. Like, we haven't seen him put it together for a full season yet. But there's lots of data that points towards him being a top five receiver if he's healthy.
That is Jacob Gibbs. I'm Adam Azer. Tomorrow, we will talk to you about Treylon Burks, the guy maybe replacing AJ Brown in that role for the Titans offense. We'll talk to you then on Fantasy Football Today in 5.